On this edition of Off Course Agility Podcast, I'm talking about day one of the 2021 NADAC Championships. And I'm entitling this podcast, Let's Get the Party / Chaos Started. So the day started with a briefing at 7, which I didn't really attend, but I heard parts of it because most of the announcements go through the facility there. So my sister went to the briefing because she's running Belle the Beagle, and she heard it a little better than I did. Meanwhile, I was with the dogs. I was getting stuff into the stall because 7 o'clock is early for us. We're not early people, so I think we're doing pretty good from our point of view as being early people. But the briefing was given, and then the briefing was long this morning. I mean, it went a ways, and then what happens is all the pre-elite ring and the elite ring, they get to walk. But first, in the elite ring, they let the stakes competitors, super stakes, silver stakes, starter stakes, they get like a walkthrough of their own so that they can see the course easier, because they're doing the distance handling with the dogs. And then they start running through so many competitors at a time based on the run order of the day. So they'll take, say, and this is just a guess, but say like it'll be dogs 20 through 40 to go walk, and then it'll be maybe 40 through 60. I think it's maybe larger groups than 20, but each grouping has 4 to 5 minutes, I would say, to walk the course. Once again, I'm recording this podcast in the camper. My sister's listening to me. I told her, if you want to chime in, go ahead and correct me. So that walk takes a while to go. So by the time it was done, and then they actually did super stakes, super stakes, starter stakes, super stakes, silver stakes, starter stakes, they run those dogs because they're doing the distance and they need to verbally control them more. They run that without anything going on in the pre-elite ring. So they run that, and then they start to run after they run. Then everybody else, the normal type elite dogs, are running in the order for that day. And I've never been 100% sure how that order is. But what is the one thing about the order? On Thursday, the order is set for certain groupings. And then that is the order that runs in the morning. And that's the order that runs in the afternoon. Now, tomorrow, Friday, there'll be a different run order. The stakes dogs will still be first, but all the rest of the dogs will be in a different order. One of the most important things for me personally today was to be able to watch Belle the Beagle. That's why I'm here. I'm here to see Belle the Beagle. And she actually was on the early side today. So she was dog, I think it was 38, but I think it may have changed to 39 in the afternoon, because there was one dog, I think, that was missing that hadn't shown up yet. And then they inserted that dog in the afternoon, I think. So I think they had taken him out and then they popped him back in. I think that's what happened.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I think.
I don't see him. I don't know. Like, he's not there tomorrow, but I don't know.
Well, tomorrow could be a different
maybe
order.
Maybe they fixed it again.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't supposed to be there. But I think someone had flight problems, and then I think that's what happened. Do not know for sure. Anyway, so that's the run order, and then that run order goes. I think, and I wish I'd looked, because now I don't remember, but I think by the time, now Belle was the 38th dog in the elite ring, I think she ran somewhere in the area of 10 o'clock, maybe?
Yeah, it was
Somewhere between 10 and 11, yeah. I think. So it kind of got a late start today. And the pre-elite ring starts after all the stakes dogs. And essentially... and
the first worker change, right. I think it was.
Yeah, they start... The pre-elite ring doesn't start until after the first worker change. Now, I'm going to say this... I support NADAC. NADAC does an incredible amount of work to make this thing happen. But part of the reason I'm saying chaos, there were a few problems and snafus today. The first was they didn't have enough. Not all the worker jobs were signed up for. So there were some empty things on the list of workers, and I'm always willing to help, but in the pre-elite ring, which is what I thought I could go over there and help with, because there were more openings there than there were in the elite ring, the things that were open when I walked over to look at the open list were like gating and shooting. Well, I think I could have done the shooting, but the gating... This year, they are using this app called AppSheet, and it is a bit odd. Like in a normal trial, I'm always willing to gate with the printed list and just reading off and being sure I can, you know, we have the dogs that need to be about to run in the vicinity. I kind of enjoy doing that. I don't mind doing it at a real trial. But here with this app sheet, and essentially they just have a relatively large computer monitor at the entrance to the chutes for the pre-elite and for the elite. And that list, the gate list, is really on this computer. And that was... kind of confusing to me, so I didn't want to do gating because I didn't understand it, and I didn't know if anybody was going to be there to be able to show me how or what needed to be done. So I didn't sign up to work today. Maybe in the days to come if there's something else. But the other thing I had forgot, like if you sign up to do work at championships in regards to the pre-elite or the elite run, you are signing up for both halves. And the other thing I couldn't figure out when I was looking at the pre-elite openings was they had their first group of dogs was like 1 to 35, I think, was for the first working group over there. And I knew that number, well, I knew Bell was going to be 38 today. So I didn't want to do that. And then because I wanted to be able to be around to go sit down and have my camera and tape Bell. So I didn't want to sign up for that. And then the next set was, well, obviously that would have been, I thought, would have been when Bell was running. But this is where I would call it a snafu, which I think they're going to change tomorrow, that the pre-elite dogs really should have started their numbers in the number in the elite ring that started after that first worker change, so you could plan and know if you had a conflict, whether you have a dog or not. So it was kind of confusing to me, and I'm not even running a dog. I can only think that it would have been maybe confusing to some of the people actually running maybe a dog over in the elite ring and a dog over in the pre-elite ring, because there's lots of people at championships doing that. The other...
I didn't want to carry my phone with me either. I don't like that weight in my pocket when I'm running. So when I got up there, I had to ask somebody where they were, kind of, because I didn't have my phone on me anymore, because I don't like it in my pocket when I run. It's like a weight I don't need.
Right. So you are dependent on the gate steward to help you get into the chute. Once you know, if you show up relatively on time to go into the chutes, and there's three or four, I think there's three official chutes. I don't know, but that was a bit a bit of a, I would call it a snafu. on Nadek's part for the first day, contributing a bit to the chaos that I felt. There was a little bit of chaos, but I mean, in general, everybody did run and everything. Everybody just succeeded. But going along with that, then I don't remember. It was into the afternoon that they finished all the elite dogs, and Chris actually had kind of a second briefing in the afternoon, which is odd if you ask me. And part of it, he was talking about the app, and he, I don't want to point fingers, but he kind of pointed at himself that he should have handled that bit about the worker that the pre-elite doesn't start until after the first worker change. He should have made that clear in the morning, which he didn't. He indicated that pre-elite would start after the stakes dogs, which was incorrect. They wanted to hold those people so that the worker changes were aligned right after the first worker change in the elite ring, and then pre-elite would start. So just for listeners to know, like today, I think there was 109 dogs in pre-elite, and there was like 158 or 59 in the elite ring. So there were definitely more dogs in the elite ring to run. So that was one, that was just the bit of the snafu that I felt. Also, personally, I've been a little frustrated tonight after the trial because, like, I took a video. I like to take a video of the complex. I did it 2 years ago, I think in 2019. So I did that with my GoPro. I kind of walked through a bit, taking a video of, you know, the entrance, the side entrance, the raffle tables, so you could see some of the raffles. And I thought maybe I would take just the audio part of that and put it in the podcast. Well, I'm having trouble because the video's big. It didn't upload right. I was going to upload it and then put the link in the podcast. Maybe I will get that resolved for tomorrow, and I'll put it in the show notes for tomorrow. But essentially, my video of the tour of the complex didn't work. But included in part of that video was I just turned and said, oh, this is where the side runs are in this pavilion over here, which is an open horse ring that's covered by a roof. So I'm calling it a pavilion. I don't know if there's another official name to that. And that was the other thing. Side runs. I don't remember the side runs mentioned in the morning briefing. I don't know if it was mentioned.
No, he did.
He did mention it.
He did mention that there were specific times right. for each thing. And it's posted on the Nadek site.
Right. So I'm just going to say this is another bit of confusion to me. And I'm not really participating. I'm here as a support person almost. That you have to go to the Nadek site to see the times for the side runs. And then you also have this other app sheet. So if you have a dog that you're running in the competition of championships in pre-elite or elite, and you did want to do side runs, so you have to go to the website to see when the side run times are. Then you have to figure that out based on this bit of a, you know, the app sheet thing was a little weird, especially when you look at it on your phones and stuff, because it doesn't reload real quick. So you almost have to, like, hit the reload button on it to see the up-to-date of where things are. Anyway, I could imagine that for people here, that might be a little confusing to try to figure out the side runs. And I think I had mentioned on the podcast when we were talking about planning to come here, that I didn't sign up for the side runs this time because I wasn't sure what it was going to be like. And really, I didn't even go over to the side run area. So I'm hoping maybe tomorrow I can go observe a little of the side run. And perhaps maybe I can even help, because I think they were very slight on help today in the side run area. That, let's see, I'm trying to remember what else there was about today that I wanted to talk about. I was a bit frustrated because I wanted to do some more for the podcast, and for I wanted to put a video up, and that didn't go. And but the day went on, and I'll just mention briefly that Belle ran. Let's call it she ran. You want to comment?
The weather was pretty good today. There was a few showers, but it was pretty nice.
Pretty minor on the rain.
No, it's been warmer than I expected here.
Right. In the stall area, I don't know what the temperature is there. I don't have a thermometer there. It gets a little warm. And when you're, I will say, when you're wearing your mask and in the main arena and you're trying to watch and you're just standing there, I can't imagine. Obviously, you don't have to wear your mask when you run your dog in the arena. But when you're just, you know, if you're sitting there observing a few dogs for a while, it's kind of warm. And I think I might try a different mask tomorrow. I should have brought more cloth masks, the disposable surgical ones, kind of sometimes a little bit annoying. All right, I think that does it for today, today's commentary. And I hope that tomorrow I can throw up a link for the video, and I'll include it in the show notes for tomorrow's show. And if you're here at Springfield, Ohio for NADAC Champs, I wish you happy trialing.